Gary and Greg. Brilliant to talk to you. Yeah, good, thanks. And this is something really interesting to find out about, because we got the Golden Globes.
Yes.
We got the Oscars.
Yes.
And now we've got the Newport Beach Film Festival. So British cinema is really big business at the moment.
Most certainly. Very exciting.
This is something that's completely new on me, so tell us a bit about it.
Sure. Let me talk a little bit about the Newport Beach Film Festival itself. This year, April 23rd through the 30th, will mark the 16th annual Newport Beach Film Festival. Not only are we in an incredible location as far as Newport Beach, but our proximity to Hollywood makes it a must-stop on the festival circuit for people who are into film and seeing great movies, but also, most importantly, filmmakers. And we're offering a special program to UK filmmakers where we're extending our deadline for filmmakers to submit their films to the Newport Beach Film Festival, and that deadline is the 12th of February. And so I encourage all UK filmmakers who would like to have their film screened in Southern California in a beautiful location like Newport Beach to log on to NewportBeachFilmFest.com, and they can get more information about getting their films into the festival.
Okay, well, this is a big opportunity then for British filmmakers, isn't it?
Oh, most certainly. Last year, we had initiated our UK showcase, and we did major films including Belle and God Help the Girl, which we got out of the Edinburgh Film Festival. And this year, what's really great about it is we're going to be able to bring over a number of our UK filmmakers through a special program with Air New Zealand. So there's some really great opportunities for UK filmmakers to get in front of a very appreciative audience and an audience of industry notables that are going to be at the Newport Beach Film Festival.
Because the Americans love all things British, don't they?
Most certainly.
They do. Absolutely.
British film has been going from strength to strength, I would say, over the last 10 years, certainly, possibly the last 15 years. And what can you pick out as being highlights of the British film industry in recent times?
Well, I think really the great strength of the UK industry is rooted in a strong tradition of the theater. And if you look at US versus UK, yes, we definitely have people who have a strong theater background, but nowhere is like the UK as far as being able to have that traditional training, move into film or high-end television, and then come back and rehone and retool your craft in theater. You have a little bit of that in the U.S., but not as much as you have here in the U.K., and that's just a true strategic advantage.
And I think, the British film has really gone mainstream between all the Bond films and Harry Potter and such. I think that, British film now has really become sort of the standard for true film excellence out there. There's so many success stories out there, including The King's Speech recently, so...
Yeah. And then we're also going to be honoring the Imitation Game tonight at the Mi Hotel in London. We've got the cast and crew coming out for that. And, really, it's something that it's an incredible film, and I think really is the epitome of the best film that's out there right now, whether it be U.S. or U.K.
Yeah, and the great thing is that British film is not playing second fiddle to Hollywood anymore, is it? As you guys have just pretty much said.
Yeah, most certainly.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the things we're also doing is that if you are not a filmmaker, you're just a film lover and you want to come and enjoy the film festival, we're actually running a promotion right now here in the UK where you can enter in to win a week's holiday air from Air New Zealand, a nice day in a wonderful four-star hotel, a shopping spree, £300, and most important, VIP access to the film festival. And Greg will introduce you to all the celebrities. And all you have to do is log on to visitnewportbeach.co.uk.
I'm just writing that down.
visitnewportbeach.co.uk.
.co.uk.
Yes.
.co.uk. Can I enter?
Absolutely.
More than once.
Tell me about Newport Beach then. What can I expect when I win the competition and arrive there?
Well, Newport Beach is really the can of California. A lot of the great imagery that you associate with that famous film festival in France, you find in our film festival, only with a very sophisticated California spin to it. We have a large yacht harbor. We have spectacular beaches. It's a luxury upscale destination. We have over 400 upscale restaurants. Arts. We have the Fashion Island Shopping District. It's really a wonderful place where all the things you imagine the Southern California experience to be, including wonderful warm weather, drives along the coast in a convertible. It's all of those things that you imagine that Southern California experience to be that you've learned through films and television as well as through song. That's really what the Newport Beach lifestyle is. It's a very aspirational luxury lifestyle.
You've painted a wonderful picture of it, and of course, if you love movies, throw the film festival into the mix, and it's a must-go-to destination at the end of April this year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for enlightening us, Gary Sherwin, travel expert and co-founder of the Newport Beach Film Festival. Greg Schwenk, thank you for your time, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, appreciate it.
All the best to you.
You too.
Thanks for your time.
Hopefully we'll see you in Newport Beach.
I'm entering the competition now.
Good.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.